This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
Sounds like a problem, Dan.
There's probably a medicine for that.
Am I the only one that is so excited for the upcoming Olympics I can barely stand it, specifically the figure skating portion?
When do the Olympics start?
I think in like 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
I thought you'd be sad there wasn't any diving or pole vaulting this year.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
That was something.
What are we talking about?
You don't remember the pole vaulter from...
And the diver.
Who took it in the...
Well, yeah.
Neither of which were known for their physical ability. Well, I guess that is in a way a physical ability. They were neither of which were known for their sport.
I don't know what it is about the Winter Olympics. It's not like I'm a big fan of the luge or even the skiing, Dan. Like, I don't mind skiing. But when it comes on and the Olympics are on, we will watch every single minute that we can. I'm not going to watch curling. I'm sorry for you curlers.
Oh, I love watching curling.
I'm not a big curler.
Oh, yeah.
But most of the...
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the pole vaulter.
Leave him alone. He missed gold and glory.
Oh, he found gold and glory.
A mere couple inches.
He wasn't just left alone after that.
Let's just say date night is filled.
Leave him alone.
The 25th Winter Olympic Games being held in Italy. February 6th.
I forgot about this
guy.
I wish I was him.
Did you guys also see that one of the male figure skaters who made it to the Olympics lost both of his parents in that DC plane crash, Scott?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Lost both parents, and it was their dream that he make it to the Olympics, and he did. I love the backstories. So much sacrifice. I really do. I love every minute of it.
It was a pole vaulter, and what was the other one?
He was a French diver.
French
diver. We don't need to look them up.
Why is it always the French?
Literally.
Dang it, you stole my joke before I could get it out.
He's carrying a bag of baguettes.
All right, Dan.
I forgot about the pole vaulter. I'm not mad. I'm impressed. Good on you, buddy.
I like the alpine skiing, though, where they have to, like, walk and ski and walk. That's a pretty cool sport.
You mean cross-country skiing?
No.
That's lame.
I like the one where they're going completely downhill. People are crashing.
No
they're
poles.
Tumbling. Like the wild world of sports opening.
The big jump or whatever. What is it?
I love
the
that.
Downhill, and then you have the downhill slalom. And you've got different categories.
Oh, I cannot wait.
All of that, yeah.
We got to throw an Olympics party.
I like the biathlon. That's the one where you have to cross country ski.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Don't you shoot a gun or something?
You shoot your rifle. Yeah. And then you get up and you ski. Mm-hmm.
Who comes up with these events?
Well, many of the events are based off of other types of things that just evolved in different countries. You know, there's some military background to some of the events.
I like the Winter Olympics.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Remember when they were held in China a handful of years ago? Mm-hmm. And there was no snow on the ground. They had to make their own snow.
Mm-hmm. Well, they built the big downhill in the middle of an industrial park. So every time they zoomed out from the big downhill, it was just gray.
Bright.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Desolate.
Although I will say this. I recognize the beauty in the ice skating. I just can't get into it.
Like, it's very soap opera.
You don't watch it when he's tossing her up in the air and doing the. I'm like, don't fall, don't fall.
No, I'm with Dan and Sam. I like the slalom, like the you're going downhill with your pants on fire,
or the bobsled,
mm-hmm. and the Jamaicans,
mm-hmm.
Cool Runnings.
It's around 250 athletes.
That's how many will be sexualized
from 16 countries? Random facts. Hang on, let me look.
No, there's more than 250 athletes.
Oh, maybe that's just in one
country.
That's
just for ice hockey.
Sorry.
That's probably just for the U.S. team,
okay.
At least.
The 2026 Milano Winter Olympics will feature new additions like ski mountaineering, Dan. Women's luge doubles. Women's large hill ski jumping.
Sweet.
Alongside events like dual moguls.
Oh, yeah.
Ski mountaineering is called Ski-Mo.
Please.
It combines uphill climbing and then downhill skiing on challenging terrain. Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to this.
16 sports will be featured, 116 medaled events. The motto this year, it's your vibe.
Huh?
That's the motto.
How do you say that in Italian?
It's your vibe?
It's your vibe.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
Get out.
That was terrible.
I'll show myself out.
Yeah, By the way, for Ski-Mo, they skin up and then they transition to downhill. And yeah, this is going to be great.
Sounds boring.
What?
That would be good.
You try.
They climb the mountain. Well, I'm not.
They skin up.
Dan,
what do you mean they skin up?
Well, you know, they put the what's called skins on the bottom of the skis that allow you to go forward but not backward.
They're like booties.
Okay.
And so I'm going to watch these people slow climb a mountain, right?
Oh,
slow climb.
They're going to race.
Mm-hmm. I understand, but climbing a mountain with skis on, nothing about that says fast. And then I'm going to watch these people slow climb a mountain and then ski down it.
Yes.
While we are all judging them on our couch eating chips.
Exactly.
Specifically, Scott, it sounds like you're not going to be watching them do that.
Oh, I cannot wait.
I will not watch that event.
It
that
all starts
terrible.
February 4th, and curling kicks us off. Opening ceremony is February 6th.
Exciting.
I want to do curling.
I do, too.
There's it's an independence,
here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There might be more than one here in town, I think. I don't know.
I just want more drama with the ice skating. We need some knees being threatened,
No, we do not.
I mean,
why?
Obstacles out on the ice that they have to jump.
No!
Kind of like an equestrian.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
I think it's the hardest event.
People taking batons to other people's knees.
No,
okay, now speed skating, that one's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Crash around the corner.
Uh-huh. By the way, if you want to feel old.
Yeah.
Nancy Kerrigan got her knee bashed in 32 years ago.
Wow. 32 years ago.
Uh-huh.
What a big group of dummies that was.
Uh-huh.
That documentary, by the way, about that is you have to watch it. But you will come away dumber for it, but you have to watch it.
Why?
Sounds like we're overdue for another one.
The people starred in The Tiger King were way more advanced intellectually than the two doofuses behind the Tonya Harding plan.
What were their names?
To take out Nance. Gil Hooley? Wasn't one Gil Hooley?
Something like that.
I mean,
it's been 32 years. Can you believe that?
Have they been released? They're now out, aren't they?
Oh, I'm sure they are. I mean, they didn't kill her.
Well, let's just go and say they didn't move on to, launch companies or read.
did you just say or read?
Yes.
Jeff Galuli.
God. How do I remember weird stuff like that?
And Sean Eckert.
I would not have remembered Eckert, but I remembered Galuli. Hmm. What a bunch of dummies. My God. Here's what we're going to do. You're going to create a version, and I'm going to go whack her on the knee.
I got me a plan. We're going to get a baton, and we're going to hit her in the knees.
Oh, my God. So
I can still remember
bad.
Being at my apartment in Lawrence. I was a...
Oh, Sam, you missed a glorious decade.
Oh, man. I was a senior in college. By the way, there is still confetti on my desk.
You're welcome.
Good grief. I can still remember... I was sitting on the couch in my bedroom at my apartment, and I turn on the evening news, and all I hear is, why?
How soon was he arrested after Kerrigan was attacked? I mean, it wasn't long. They were not 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
She couldn't compete in the Nationals. Nor the Winter Olympics. I thought she did perform in the Winter Olympics.
I think she performed in the next round of them. Because remember, she won something, went to Disney World.
And then remember, she was caught in an off...
Going, this is so stupid.
In an off-camera moment going, this is so stupid. So stupid.
Yeah. She was practicing on the rink when she was attacked. 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Steve the Third. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
So in the last 15 minutes, Dana has dropped two of the funniest lines I've heard in a long time. Talking about like Jeff Galuli and whoever the other guy was, Sean Eckert, who attacked Nancy Kerrigan in 1994 leading up to the Winter Olympics. Dana goes, I don't think either one of them went on to start a business or read. And then just now I had to go meet with the program director of 96.5 The Fan because we're working on a World Cup podcast that's going to start next month. And we were talking about a meeting we have on Friday. notwithstanding, I come back into the studio and Danny goes, I've been reading up about the Nancy Kerrigan attack and I feel like I need a trailer park and a cigarette.
You just forget how
stupid,
yeah. And how did they think, A, they were going to get away with it? They didn't.
Right.
And the planning that led up to
it was her husband.
Yes. One of the things I'll remind you, she was never charged and she was up to her eyeballs in that plot. Up to her eyeballs.
I forgot that she was in on it.
Oh, yeah. See, they banned her from figure skating for life.
She did not compete in that Winter Olympics. Nancy Kerrigan did. And I don't know what I was reading where it said that Nancy Kerrigan did not compete in the Winter Olympics. She won silver.
She could not compete in like the U.S. World Championships because of her injury. But she came back and did the competition at the Winter Olympics, sans Tonya Harding, who I believe was banned for life. And she won the silver and went to Disney World. Yes.
But,
my God, you could not make this up.
Play that clip.
No, if you wrote a book about all the stuff leading up to that club the knee.
It is white trash university.
It's bad.
Everything about it reeks of white trash.
Sean Eckert, a friend of Gulhuli's, who was also Harding's bodyguard, had originally been hired by the figure skater after she received an anonymous death threat. Next sentence. Stant later testified Harding was part of staging that death threat against herself. What?
What reality show was she on?
Oh, I don't remember.
God.
She ended up going into boxing. Do you not remember that?
I do remember that.
She ended up going into boxing. He used a telescopic baton.
That is correct.
Haven't heard that word since. Struck her lower right thigh and walked away.
Well, telescopic baton just means it folds up into itself.
He then escaped from the arena, which was open at the time, by smashing through a locked glass door.
Why not just open the door?
I don't know, Scott.
Okay. Are we about to hear it, Sam?
I don't need
to hear it. Oh, why does Facebook mute it every time I click play?
And I feel bad for her. She was a victim and then became a butt of late.
Why?
Okay.
Why?
Okay.
I looked up and
became the butt of late night jokes.
Why?
Oh my gosh, yeah, it was a push door.
Yeah.
With a handle on the inside.
He smashed through. He was trying to pull, Scott, instead of push. So he smashed through it. Left his DNA behind at the scene. I mean, my God.
Somebody says she did compete in that Winter Olympics.
Uh-huh. She did.
Really?
Yes.
No, Harding.
Is that the one where she said her skate... lace was kept coming untied and she was crying. Oh, it's just crazy.
She was on Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, ooh. You know, the FBI investigated that, Scott.
Huh.
I don't know that we needed the FBI.
Quiet, Dan. We can hear you in here. Scott Adams, who is the cartoonist who created Dilbert, has died at the age of 68, according to his first ex-wife. Adams said last year that he was diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. Adams' ex-wife, Shelley Miles, announcing the news of his death during a live stream on his YouTube show, Real Coffee. She read a final message from Adams on the show, in which he wrote that he had an amazing life, gave it everything he had, urged people to be useful, and said, quote, please know I loved you all to the very end.
The first Dilbert that focused on a micromanaged office in an unnamed tech company was published April 16th, 1989. Title character is a highly intelligent but socially inept engineer who is often frustrated by the incompetence of his pointy-haired boss and corporate bureaucrat. I'm trying to see how many he penned. It had to have been thousands.
It would have been thousands, yeah.
Reached its peak in popularity in the mid-90s and was in up to 2,000 newspapers worldwide. Is there still a comic section in the newspaper if you get a physical paper?
I have the Wall Street Journal in here, but I don't think that they're well-known for their comics.
Like if you get the Kansas City Star, does it come with comics?
I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't bought a physical copy of the Kansas City Star since the last time the Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I didn't even read it, which is disappointing to me because I am, as you well know, and I know you're the same way, Dana, I'm a huge advocate for local journalism, yet I don't put my money where my mouth is, if I'm being honest. And that's a shame on me.
I had forgotten about this, but in February 2023, the comic strip was dropped by hundreds of newspapers and its distributor after he made controversial, widely described as racist comments on his podcast.
That's right. I totally forgot about that.
So, dead at the age of 68, did you say, or 50?
68. Died of prostate cancer.
Okay.
All right. Apparently, there is a group called the Bigfoot Hunters of the Hudson Valley.
Hmm.
They claim that Bigfoot lives in the woods just north of New York City.
Oh, up in the Adirondacks?
Huh? Well, he has to live in the woods because that's how he gets from dimension to dimension, is through the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shape-shifting. Is this different than the group we interviewed that one time that was down in, like, I felt like that was Appalachia. I don't remember.
I don't know. Let me ask this very simple question. We know that dinosaurs existed because we find their bones, their remains.
Yeah.
Right? Their fossils.
Yeah.
Why is it that nobody has ever found a Bigfoot carcass?
I don't know.
Because they're interdimensional. So if they die, they just go back to their dimension. What? Why is that so hard for you to
understand? Which dimension do they live in when they're not in the third?
Bigfootopia. I don't know.
Do you just think it gives them something to do? Do you think they really believe it?
You know, that's a hell of a good question.
This is one of those fun ones that I've done way too much diving on.
Why?
Oh, yeah. Because it's so interesting to me because there are a certain number of, and I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, forgive me, but there's a number of Native American tribes from different parts of the world that all reference a Bigfoot.
Like centuries ago.
Yeah.
Did you just say Native American tribes?
Native tribes.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Because I was
Native
say,
American tribes Native from American all over the world makes no sense.
Different parts
sense.
Of the yes. world. There's this Native American tribe in Australia. I can't remember.
No,
the name.
Native tribes from all over the world who have documented words, documented references
photos,
to
drawings.
A quote-unquote Bigfoot. I mean, the term Sasquatch is literally a Native American word.
Then where is the carcass?
Is it possible that when we shifted because of evolution...
Do you mean shape-shifted
no,
or just shifted?
No, I mean, you know... Genetically, we started walking on twos instead of fours. Is it possible way, way, way back then, there were still a couple of stragglers out there?
You know, big Neanderthals.
Neanderthal cavemen types. And, you know, maybe over here, these people were now two walkers and those were still four walkers.
We went one way, they
yes,
went the
and,
other.
And they saw this being and thought, oh my God, it's a Sasquatch. And then the legend just gets passed down from generation to generation to generation.
That's also one of the theories that there was some mass extinction event and the whatever they call it in the conspiracy theory world, the giant human. I can't remember the name for it. Anyway.
Gigantic human.
That group of individuals went and survived in a different portion of the world. And the smaller us individuals had our own little pocket of the world where we survived. And so they didn't really cross paths after it was finally habitable enough for them to start interacting again, which is why there are these stories of deception and mystery and I'm running out of words.
I don't think they made it up. I do believe way back then they saw something that they believed they could not explain. I don't think this just got made up. Now, today, if somebody said, oh, I saw something out in the woods.
Do you remember when we had that guy on a couple of years ago?
He was serious.
When you asked him why he didn't take a picture, I was just so in awe. I couldn't grab
That's
my
what
camera.
He said. I was too in awe that in that moment you are so like, no one is going to believe this.
Yeah, well, we're really not going to believe it if you don't take a picture, you dumb.
He was mad at you.
Well, you know what? I wasn't playing his game. He wanted me to believe, and I don't believe.
But to your point, Dana, if you are a modern-day individual out there Bigfoot hunting, I do think it's just a fun activity with like-minded individuals.
Right, a hobby.
Yeah.
By the way, I can't help myself. I'm on Tanya Harding's...
I'm telling you, I went down that rabbit hole during a break. I can't dig myself out.
I'm on Tanya Harding's Wikipedia page, and I'm reading about her personal life. Wow. Tell me there's nothing more white trash than what I'm about to say.
Best upbringing.
Tell me there is nothing more give me a cigarette in a trailer than this line. On February 22nd, 2000, Harding attacked her then-boyfriend, Darren Silver, repeatedly punching him in the face and throwing a hubcap at his head. A hubcap?
I don't think she had the best environment in her upbringing. We'll leave it at that.
Yes. Thank you, Sam. I was going to mention that. It has been more than a month since we have done Terrible Joke Tuesday.
Oh. I already have one locked and loaded.
So we are going to do Terrible Jokes at 3:45 this afternoon. If you have a Tanya Harding joke or a hubcap joke.
I was just about to say, I've got one locked and loaded too. Tanya Harding, that's the joke.
Hubcap. She threw a hubcap at him. Go ahead and send him in. We'll do him at 3:45. Text line is open, 913-586-7798. 586-7798. We will get to your terrible jokes coming up in 15 minutes. Story here from the Kansas City Star. Until Monday morning when the Star inquired, the 1587 Prime website listed Betty Ray's Ice Cream and Chateau Milk Company among its local partners.
Love Betty Ray's.
I love Chateau Milk.
Did not know they were owned by the same owner. Did not know that until today.
Matt Chateau, who I believe is a... big-time fan of the show. Thank you, Mr. Chateau.
Best root beer float milk you can find on the planet. Oh, my God.
Who owns both companies said he's been hearing for months that servers at the restaurant owned by Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce have been telling customers that the butter on the table is made by Chateau Milk and the ice cream is Betty Ray's. Problem is, Mr. Chateau says, it's not. 1587 Prime has not served Chateau butter since its pre-opening events back in early September, and the restaurant cut ties with Betty Ray's in October after 1587 Prime management asked Betty Ray's to lower its wholesale prices to a level that wouldn't have been profitable. Quoting here from Matt Chateau, we've been trying for months to get them to remove our name from the menu and stop telling customers that they are serving our products. It diminishes our brand when you have a restaurant using some national co-op's butter or whoever they're now using while saying it is Chateau.
I was going to say, is it possible this was just an oversight? They printed the menus and now they need to change it. But he says they have been asking for months for them to take that down.
Since at least September.
Need to take it down. Here's the other deal. Betty Ray's has, what, 12 flavors, 14 flavors? The goat cheese, apricot, walnut, might be the best ice cream I've ever had in my entire life. You can't say you're serving Betty Ray's if you're not, because the people who've ever been to Betty Ray's, which is most people in town, will know that it's not Betty Ray's. Like, it has a very specific flavor.
Hmm.
I mean, this has been an issue since the day the restaurant opened. I find it hard to believe there was an oversight
this
before
long.
The grand opening.
Have you been?
I have not. I would go, but I have not.
Sam, you haven't been.
I have not, no.
Okay.
Now I want Betty Ray's.
I haven't been, and only because I don't want to get dressed up. And quite frankly, let's keep this in mind. And I know how these things work. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce have very little, I would guess.
Oh, today to day. To oh, not with, if at all.
If at all. They have loaned their numbers and their reputations to this restaurant.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's run by a company that specifically does this. They go and they partner with the highest profile people in the city.
Yeah. I mean, because I remember years ago, what's his face? Glazier. What was his first name?
Stan.
No, that was Dad. Son.
Son Glazier.
Gosh, why am I drawing a blank? Anyway, he
Stan.
No, Stan was the dad.
Craig.
What is even
Craig
happening
Glazier.
Right now?
No,
I zone out for half a second reading the text line.
You know what it is, Sam? We need St. John's Wort in here.
Craig Glazier, may God rest his soul, craziest guy I ever met in my life, but man, he was entertaining. He opened a bar in Westport, you may recall, named Johnny Dares. Do you remember that?
It was before my time.
Okay, so anyway, Craig Glazier, he ran Stanford & Sons Comedy House, and he opened a bar in Westport named Johnny Dares. Johnny basically sold the rights to his name to be used on that bar, but had very little to do.
You go to the grand opening and you do a toast and you probably get free meals from time to time if you want it.
Right. And so, you know, maybe show up every once in a while to make it look like you know, this is your bar. It was not. It just had Johnny's name on it.
Yeah.
And that was it. That I guarantee you that's what's going on with 1587 Prime. Remember, George Brett had a restaurant. Well, he had a restaurant named George Brett's on the plaza.
I thought he owned Fedora's. Anyway.
He may have. But there was a restaurant named George Brett's on the plaza. George Brett didn't run the day-to-day operations of that restaurant.
Right,
he just sold his name.
They need to fix this.
Clearly. Of course. We're doing terrible jokes coming up in about 6 minutes. We need your jokes on the text line, 913-586-7798. Remember, they have to be arable but terrible. Okay? What we're looking for, dad jokes. And every once in a while, somebody tries to slip one past a goalie. It's got to be arable but terrible. Okay? An Ohio sheriff is staunchly defending a so-called warden burger served to inmates in solitary confinement after a trio of lawmakers whom he lambasted as the Three Stooges published a letter criticizing the prison's practices. Ohio representatives, doesn't matter, published a letter on January 6th imploring the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Corrections to investigate conditions at the Butler County Jail. In the letter, the lawmakers claim there is documented evidence of dangerous and deteriorating conditions at the jail, including overcrowding, food service violations, and heating deficiencies. The food service complaints largely surrounded the prison's hallmark warden burger, which is given to inmates in solitary confinement as an extra punishment. The detestable, fiber-heavy slop is made of tomato paste, flour, dry milk, oats, beans, ground turkey, cabbage, carrots, potatoes, onion, and celery.
And this is a jail. So keep in mind, these are people who have not been afforded a trial. They have, some of them, not been convicted.
Nobody in a jail has ever been convicted.
They are just held there, you know, because I can hear people in their car saying, good, that's what they should eat.
The mixture of ingredients is mashed into a patty and slapped between two pieces of white bread. Butler County Sheriff Richard Jones posting a video responding to the complaint, which he boiled down to, quote, the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. And here's his quote. The Warden Burger is approved by a dietitian. It's probably the most nutritious meal we serve.
Ugh.
So you don't like it. It's not your mommy or your daddy fixing your meal. It's jail. You only get that when you get in trouble. Fiber is good for you.
Okay.
Well, fiber is good for you.
It's true.
Can
we talk about the fact that they still have not found that missing high school football coach accused of some sort of grooming, sexual impropriety?
Mm-hmm. Travis Turner.
One of the victims read a statement at the school board meeting last night. Okay. I had forgotten about this story. Remember, he was wanted for questioning. The FBI called and said, hey, what's going on? We're going to pop over just to ask you. No one's in trouble. We just have some questions for you. He turns and walks off into the woods. They have never found him.
He's dead.
No, I disagree, Scott.
I guarantee you he's dead.
Then how can they not find him?
Because he's out in the woods somewhere decomposing.
With dogs and drones, they would have found him by now, Scott. I think he had a go bag and he's living some other life in Mexico now. Anyway, she came forward in a statement that another parent read. The parents are now demanding an investigation, because it was not one case against this Travis Turner when it came to abuse of students. It is multiple staff members who have been accused and or who have left that school under a cloud of suspicion of abuse. How can they not find him?
Because, Dana, for example, if I wanted to, you know, God forbid, off myself and not be found, think about all the places you could go.
Four other school teachers have been convicted of sexual misconduct in recent years. Not suspected, have been convicted. Mm-hmm. They need to shut that school down.
Like, there are plenty of woods around here where you can go and just off yourself.
Never to be found again when the FBI is looking for you.
In the middle of winter, yeah.
All right.
I mean, it's not like it's summer where people are going out and...
mushroom hunting.
Correct.
All right. Well, it's also a fair point in the winter because they won't be able to find him with a drone, and dogs will have a tougher time finding him because of the cold weather and what that does to scent and how it travels.
People go missing and are found every single week in America. I just think with that many people looking for him, I am surprised that has not come to fruition.
All right, we need your terrible jokes. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Remember, they have to be arable, but terrible. Terrible Joke Tuesday when we return here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Terrible Joke Tuesday, where your jokes have to be terrible, but they have to be arable. You can send in your terrible jokes, read that dad jokes, to 913-586-7798.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Dana. I know you're dying to get this one off your chest.
Did you hear last Sunday about the man in Kansas City who farted in church?
No.
He sat in his own pew.
That was it?
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Oldie but a goodie here from 7745. You know, in Jamaica, a slice of pie costs $3.50.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bahamas, a slice of pie costs $5.50.
Okay.
These are the pie rates of the Caribbean.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam.
Did I tell you I once ran into Tom Hanks?
No.
Yeah, he was really rude. I asked him for an autograph, and he just wrote, thanks.
Hey, Dana.
Dana got it.
Yes, I did. Yes, Scott.
From 6925. I got it. From 6925, I had sex with Tanya Harding once.
Oh, God.
But only once. Then I didn't care again.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Dana.
Yes,
you know,
Sam.
Tanya Harding called me the other day. She had a story to tell. Oh. It was a real knee slapper.
Stop it. Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about the time I went mushroom foraging? It's a story with a morel at the end.
Okay.
Out. Sam.
Yes.
From 4102. What's Nancy Kerrigan's favorite letter in the alphabet?
Stop it!
I don't know.
Stop
what?
It!
Why?
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
What's faster than an escalator?
What?
An escasooner.
Okay.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Where did the pumpkins have their meeting?
I don't know.
In the gourd room.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
What does an Irishman call 66% of a bowel movement?
What?
Two turds.
Hey, Scott.
What?
What do you call a sheep who can sing and dance?
What?
Lady ba ba.
You want to try that one again?
Lady ba ba.
Lady ba ba.
Why?
What's Nancy Kerrigan's favorite letter in the alphabet?
Terrible.
Why? We have had three already Nancy Kerrigan, Tanya Harding jokes.
You guys are killing it.
No. Just based on that conversation from earlier.
Got a leg to stand on.
Oldie but a goodie from 4017. Hey, Dana.
Yes.
Why did the cowboy get a wiener dog?
Why did the cowboy get a wiener dog?
He wanted to get a long little doggy.
Hey, Scott.
What?
What do you call a Frenchman wearing sandals?
I don't know.
Felipe.
Felipe.
Felipe. Felipe.
Scott, what do mermaids use to wash their fins?
I don't know.
Tide.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
I'm stealing it from you. Did you know that Helen Keller had a treehouse?
Stop it.
No, I didn't.
Neither did she.
Stop it.
I wasn't actually going to read that one on the
Stop
air.
Stop it.
Thank you, Dan. I'm glad you got the joke.
Did I tell you, Sam, last weekend I went to a silent auction?
Yeah.
I won a dog whistle and two mimes.
Hey, Scott.
What?
How do you get holy water?
I don't know. Yep. How do you?
Boil the hell out of it. Hey, Dana.
Yes.
You ever wonder why towels can't tell jokes?
No.
Yeah, too dry.
Hang on, I'm trying to find one here that I can read.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
How do two arsonists get together?
I don't know.
A match on Tinder.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
What do you call a made-up color?
What do you call a made-up color?
A pigment of your imagination.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
Did I tell you the guy who stole my diary has gone missing?
No.
My thoughts are with his family.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
Why can't dinosaurs clap their hands?
Why?
They're extinct.
Okay.
I don't know why those are so funny to me.
Because they walk into
they're
it.
They're so dumb.
Stupid. oh, no.
Oldie but a goodie. Sam, you know dogs can't operate MRI machines.
No.
Yeah, but cats can.
No.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
Oldie but a goodie. What's the nosiest kind of pepper?
What?
Oh, I love this one. I love this one.
What is the nosiest kind of pepper?
The one that gets jalapeno business.
Terrible. Scott, what do you call somebody with no body and no nose?
What?
Nobody knows.
Hey, Dana. What do you call something that's a half elephant, half rhino?
I don't know.
Elephino.
Dana.
Yes.
Which vegetable has the best kung fu?
Which vegetable has the best
broccoli?
What?
Broccoli.
That makes no sense.
Brocco.
Lee.
Can I try that one again?
No.
No.
Okay.
It failed on the first attempt.
Sam, why did the horse go behind the tree?
I don't know.
To change his jockeys.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, what's up?
Where do ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden leg?
Well, Sam, I don't know. Where do ye?
Right where ye left him.
And with that, we leave you on this Terrible Joke Tuesday. Dan has the news coming your way in 2 minutes. Here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.